She's all I've got. You know, I'm never going to find anyone else, am I? I don't want to look for anyone else. I want to stay with her. Been with her like a third of my life or whatever, and got two children, nice house, she's got a nice car. You know, I just don't really see what the problem is.
But perhaps you need to get to a point together as a couple whereby you need to, if money is that tight, perhaps it's time to sell that house and that nice car and to move somewhere a bit cheaper to free up some money so that you can have a better quality of life.
Yeah, we have discussed that. But she says she just wants to live on her own. You know, she doesn't want to live with anyone else. She just wants to live away from me. I mean, every 2 weeks, we've decided that I should stay away for a long weekend, perhaps from my father's or some friend. Got some friends in Kent. And I've been doing that for about the last 2 or 3 months. But she said, a weekend away from me isn't long enough. She said, I need longer than that. She said, if you'd have taken a longer break from me, she said, things might be all right. It might have been all right now.
We've heard that clearly money is playing a part in the problems here. What about your health, though? What effect do you think your health is having on her desire to be with you?
I don't know, probably more than I think. I mean, I can still walk, yeah? I can, you know, I just can't walk very far. You know, if I go outside, I need a wheelchair, which is horrible. But,
has she ever said anything about your condition and about
I've asked her, you know, is it because of that? She said a little bit, you know? But I don't think that's the main reason.
A little bit?
Yeah. Because, you know, I can't go running with her or anything, can I?
No, but so, then that's not your fault.
No.
And when you get married to somebody, don't you get married in
for
sickness?
For better or worse. Yeah,
for better or for worse, in sickness and in health.
Yeah.
Well, have you not said that to her?
Not those words, no.
So, let me just get my head around the state that you're in at the moment as a couple.
Yeah.
You're living in the same house.
Yes.
She, from what you're saying, has completely gone off you.
Yep.
And doesn't want to really be around you.
No.
Do you sleep in the same bed?
Yep.
So she's not moved into the spare room?
No.
Right. Why not?
I don't know. I mean,
has she asked you to go into the spare room?
No. No, she hasn't.
Okay. So you're both still in the same bed?
Yeah.
And she, you say, is doing online dating?
Yeah, she has been. Yeah.
Presumably, you don't particularly like her at the way she's being to you at the moment.
Yeah, but I'm her husband. I'll forgive her for anything.